and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the 245th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! Hey, good morning. It is the 10th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And of course, I'm here with Ashley and Linda's. She's rolling in right now too because she stopped to get a Marine Corps birthday breakfast for us Marines. And of course, you know what that means. I'd like to give a big shout out to Dave, who brought in a quart of Jack. And he said, hey, Marines need a way to celebrate their birthday. So anybody, any Marine that, I tell you what, any veteran that wants to have a birthday toast with me, we've already got the glasses out, you just come on down and we will toast the United States Marine Corps in 245 years of historic bringing the fire to the enemy.
Well, this is the first time probably in your history maybe of your how many years that you served that you don't have a Marine Corps ball.
Well, no, I've been in places where there was just no place for a Marine Corps ball, but where there's two Marines, anytime two Marines get together on the Marine Corps birthday, we celebrate the birthday, and you can do it by yourself, too. But I know I've been in places where there was just no, you know, we were out in the,
well,
we were
let
out
me,
in the hinterlands, you
thank
might
you
say.
Thank you for your service.
But in other places like Iraq and, you know, times in Iraq and this, and Desert Storm, that we would have... We would celebrate the birthday. They'd make a cake for us, and we'd have, like, a special dinner. And stuff would go out to the Marines that were out on the combat outpost.
Yeah. That's great. Well, thank you for your service. Let me be the first, I'm sure, probably third or the tenth. I know that you were sending a text last night, many of your Marine Corps buddies. But I'll have you know that I did somewhat put a ban on, you know, the Heavenly Donuts here in the station. And what did I do? I whipped in there 10 till. I'm just getting out now. Maybe everybody thought maybe there are a bunch of other Marines in line waiting to get the Heavenly Donuts. And I got the Heavenly Donuts. I've never done that, actually, driven through Heavenly Donuts to get the 14. Hey, let me tell you about the weather. Today, it's 32. We've got a freeze warning until 8 a.m. It looks like we're going to have Apache Frost. Today, our highs will be 61.
Apache Frost, is that followed by Comanche Spring?
Exactly, Apache Frost. Can you imagine? That's a cute name.
Chinook winds.
Say what?
the winds that come from the north down off of Mount Shasta are called the Chinook winds.
Chinook winds, okay.
It's also, never mind.
All right, Patchy Frost this morning at 61, overnight lows 32, and then tomorrow calls for a high of 59 and overnight lows of 33. Tomorrow's Veterans Day, and of course, I just got the days mixed up. I keep thinking that Marine Corps birthday's after Veterans Day.
No, they decided to have Veterans Day because of the Marine Corps
okay.
birthday.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 3793.
Plus, during the month of November, you're getting an extra discount with Shasta Gas Propane. So on top of your discount, you're getting another discount from Shasta Gas Propane, thanks to Chuck and Judy Kinney. Hey, we are here with David Mong And David is the new communications director at what's your title over there?
Well, my title is I'm the new marketing and PR manager over at Turtle Bay.
There you go. And we've had some changes in the last couple of months. Somebody said when you read this, I'll be on my way to Texas. And I thought, whoa, Texas Pool's another good Ryan. Guy.
I know.
Anyway, yeah. David, welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. And you get to be here once a month with us and tell us things going on. And
you're in good company. I mean, at Turtle Bay, I mean, it's a beautiful we've been there since the beginning to help, you know, launch in many ways. And we have great faith and you know, all the good feelings that go around, you know, something that we really feel is important to have a museum within your city, as well as, you know, the bridge. And now, very excited about what's coming in November, mm-hmm. and that is the lights, the Christmas lights. So tell us a little bit about, it's your game now, buddy. What's going on?
Sure, yeah. The Reading Garden of Lights, it is starting November 27th through the 27th of December. We're very excited to have it finally happening. They've been working on it for almost a year and a half now. The idea started with the Reading City Identity Project put on by the Chamber of Commerce. They had people vote on ideas to make Reading just a better city. What kind of things would you love in Reading to give us pride in our community? And out of the 300 ideas, they whittled it down to 20. And of those 20, the number one that people voted for was to have a holiday light show in town. So
now, from what I've heard or from what I understand, this is something that's quite a tourist attraction in many other areas in America,
mm-hmm.
Such as the coast. I mean, I've been told that there's one that's people come from everywhere. So tell us about give us a little history about how it began and what has been, you say, a year and a half. Does that mean, you know, securing it from the company? Not only that, but perhaps some of the what do we have to do as far as the groundwork and such?
Right. Well, about a year and a half ago is when they decided that we were going to do it here, that the Reading City Identity Project wanted to partner with Turtle Bay to make it happen since we have the botanical gardens already. So Turtle Bay's been heading up that project. And it started by doing our homework, for starters. So going around the country, checking out some of the other shows, seeing which ones were successful, what made them successful, which ones were the most fun and most magical, and what could we bring into ours.
Did you find that some had tried it and it had not been the success that they thought?
All the ones that we found seems to be at least a success, some more than others. But
okay, you know, but that's you know, that's one of the things you can really learn is from failure. Mm-hmm. If you can find somebody that had a light show and it just didn't work, why was that? You know, that kind of thing. Because when you hear the success stories, I'm sure you got a bunch of good ideas mm-hmm. that we've all incorporated into this. And by the way, if you have not seen some of the photos when they're, you know, on this, wow, this is going to be spectacular. But I was just wondering about that. So I always learn from my mistakes much more than I do from when I do something right.
Yeah.
Well, is this going to be like the Dancing Waters in Las Vegas? Are the lights mixed in with music?
Some of them are. We have over 10 acres of garden and over a million lights coming in for the experience. So there are portions that are synchronized and choreographed with music. There are others that are more paths to walk through where there are, like, moving water lights above you as you look up. It's really a full, encompassing experience.
And I spoke with somebody yesterday from Turtle Bay, and they told me that the ticket sales have been going unbelievably well.
Yeah.
So can you share with our listeners what that looks like, where you get your tickets, and how are they stacking?
Right. Well, you can get your tickets on ReadingGardenOfLights.org, or you can get to it through TurtleBay.org. The prices vary depending on which day you go to. It's a little bit more on Friday and Saturday as opposed to Wednesday through Thursday. And it ranges anywhere for kids between $10 and $16, or for adults, I believe it was $18 to $24, depending on the day you go to. Also, it's more cost-effective if you get the tickets online in advance as opposed to at the door. And as always, members get $5 off per ticket, so it pays off to be a Turtle Bay member.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, this is a and this is going to be a safe event, too.
Yes.
You're going through there. You're making appointments. No friends are showing up at like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, and they have getting dinner or someplace and are going down there. And then you can, is it like, are you constantly moving through it? I mean, or what happens if you see something that is just like crazy good?
You want to hang there for a minute.
And the kids are hanging there.
Right.
I mean, are you going to be kind of like,
we're doing our best to space it out to kind of keep the social distancing going. It takes about an hour to get through. Yeah, upon entry to get in. And then as you're in your individual groups, you know, if you're socializing with other people that you didn't come with, keep your mask on. But as you're outside with your families, it's kind of optional as you go. But, yeah, it's made to keep you moving as you walk through the gardens. You can move at your own pace. We've gone through it. It takes around like an hour, hour and a half to get through. But, yeah, we're just doing our best to keep everyone spaced out as we go.
Exciting. I bet you when you fly over at night, you'll see this. It'll remind you of Vegas. It'll be like this dome of
Houston.
Magical light.
Houston, do you see this? Do you see this? It's there, no, it's on the, it's around that. It's in the Northern California. It's a light.
Well, you've come in right at a really special time, haven't you, David?
Yeah. We got to take a quick break, and we got more with David here.
All right.
After this.
Hang in there.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization. And, of course, it's one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare on so many different areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, stroke. They're one of the leading hospitals in the nation when it comes to providing preventative care and screening of high-risk patients and for stroke. And, of course, the Da Vinci Surgical Robotic System, all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back with David Hmong and the Festival of Lights in Turtle Bay and Linda Bott.
May I wonder what you got?
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning, and it is chilly out there. Gosh, what was it, like 38 or
literally
something?
Literally freezing.
32
degrees out there. So I noticed that our hummingbird feeders were starting to get kind of a little icy in there.
That's right.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, they've got it all. This isn't an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. They're pet friendly. And they, like I said, worry less, smile more. For more information, give them a call at 530-238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. Linda and I are here with David Mong, who is the new director of communications and media and all that kind of stuff like that.
All that kind of stuff.
All that advertising and all this. And from Turtle Bay, and he stepped into this job. But he's been around. You're not a newbie by any means, are you?
No, I've been around Reading for almost 8 years now.
And you specialize in videographing and film. Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the projects you've done. But we're really focusing on Turtle Bay and the light show that's happening during the holidays. Of course, we want to push that and push that. In fact, we will not today, but we will have tickets to give away in the future. And I don't know what the days are, but it's probably like the theater that would say, "Okay, you get Tuesday at this time." Is that that's probably the ticket giveaway?
Yeah, that's the way the tickets work.
Right,
because
okay.
You have to work under appointments there.
Right.
And,
yeah.
So when you set up so that you don't get overcrowded.
That's right. Right.
Okay. So what are some of the figures that people will see out there? Or some of the displays, I guess I should say.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it in theme with Turtle Bay. So we've got some that are shaped like lizards and different animals, some actual light turtles out there. We've got some that are shaped like flowers and ones that look like moving water kind.
Ooh.
To keep it in vision with Turtle Bay's vision, which is to inspire wonder, which what inspires more wonder than looking at Christmas lights, honestly.
Are you going to use chance with your expertise to do a little documentary on the first year?
We're hoping to document just the experiences people have, show off the lights as much as we can through video and photo as well, which is always a challenge when, you know, you're dealing with darkness and light, but it's a ton of fun, too, and trying to capture that wonder that the lights give off.
So how did you get involved with the medium of videographing and film and that kind of thing?
Right. Well, I always loved storytelling, and I feel like just as I was coming up, like, there was no more prominent art of storytelling than in movies. I loved watching movies as a kid through college and all of that, and just how to visually tell a story was always intriguing to me. So that's sort of how I got into to film and video.
Do you have a forte?
I think my forte would be more on the script writing side and that part, but how to visually show that. So that's kind of why I fell in love with marketing as well, because it's like you may not have an hour and a half, 2 hours to tell a story like a feature film, but it's almost a fun game to fit it into a 10 to 30 second ad and do it that way.
Well, it's very interesting with the medium of radio, as we're talking with you about how you encapsulate or capture something, because, you know, we can talk about it. In fact, Ashley is an author and she could write words to it, But the reality is that until you actually experience it, you're in it and you see it and you feel the vibration around you, it's very hard to try to understand that. So we are just trying to pave the awareness factor for our listeners here in the Reading area and other areas. I'm going to try to get my Sacramento people to come up, as well as other people, that this is something, I don't think they have this in Sacramento. How far have you, in your studies, have you found out the next, besides Reading, the next place that has a very large light show?
I believe they have one in the Bay Area. I'm not totally sure on that, though, on where the other ones are.
Okay. Well, that's something that we should find out, because we're going to have you on. We're going to do an in-depth on one of my Thursday night. It'll run December 3rd. So we'll have all kinds of great information, as well as, like, the square footage. And I know you said 10 acres, but, you know, maybe we can throw up a little bit of teasers on the air and give some tickets away and that kind of thing. But anyway, so, David, we're really thrilled to have you on. We're really talking about Turtle Bay. Let's talk about membership.
Sure. Yeah, membership, it gets you in for free any time of the year. So we have different packages for families, students, seniors of that nature. And with Garden of Lights, it gets you $5 off per ticket. So really adds up and pays off for that.
And we talk about the, you know, for people who maybe experience, you know, kind of going through the fire, or those who actually went through the fire but didn't lose things, you just kind of like your something shifts in your awareness of, do I really need that? And so a membership to Turtle Bay, if you're looking for Christmas to give somebody something, I think it's very reasonable for two adults and four children.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's only it's $90 for the year. You'd be paying much more than that in most gym memberships and things. So for $90, you can come anytime, check out our outdoor playgrounds, our animal programs. Every weekend we have animal shows going on where you can see, learn, and experience the different animals that we have. You can come feed and see the parrots at our parrot playhouse. They'll come land on your shoulder or right on your hand as you feed those. So it's really just a magical time that with a membership is at your fingertips anytime you want.
Well, you know, we believe in Turtle Bay, and I've emceed, I think, that big fundraiser for, what, 11 years? And then, of course, we always love to donate a big dinner at our house because, you know, it's really important when you have something like this is to raise funds. So let's talk about the partners that you have in this lighting. What do you want to call it? What is the official title?
The official title? Reading Garden of Lights.
Reading
yes.
Garden of Lights. But you have REU. Let's talk about your partnerships that have made this possible so you could get it going.
You know,
well, we have REU. It's done like a big break. We've got the City of Reading and, of course, Chamber of Commerce and things like that. And we'll talk more about that, too, because I think everybody's had to like with the REU, they're not going to charge you their total. They're doing a break. And I also think help with the laying of the, some people what it is to lay the wires to get the, whatever that's called, the foundation.
Right, absolutely.
Under the ground
helping
in order
with the electric and getting all that set up to make it possible.
How hard is it to put a million LED lights in? And this isn't one of those things that if one goes out, the whole lizard goes out. Like my Christmas tree.
Right. It's not quite like that.
No, it's not quite like that.
It's definitely been all hands on deck and everybody just putting in extra hours and any free time that they have just as far as staff at Turtle Bay, getting those lights up. And if you can imagine just sometimes the stress of putting lights on your own house is it seems like an end-of-the-world burden. So it's been a lot just
that's
for everyone
to exactly
there,
why I day. Don't do it. I will hire some young man to go up there and fall off the roof as opposed to me. I can imagine that. So when's it open now? Okay, when's the first day?
First day is November 27th.
Okay. Now, can people still get tickets?
People can still get tickets.
Oh, yeah.
For November the 27th. So how do they get tickets?
Over at Reading of Lights, Reading Garden of Lights, I'm sorry, readinggardenoflights.org, or through the Turtle Bay website, you can find it there as well.
Okay. And we will be giving away tickets here in the next couple weeks to kind of help this along. We're going to go out there and take a look at it, I believe. And Linda, you will be. I'll be gone. But Linda's going to take a look at it, come back.
And then when Mom and Dad come over Christmas, we need to get those tickets now. So
I can see
you may be
going
thinking about
times.
That. Yeah, if your family comes.
You should sell a ticket package, like buy 10, get one free.
That's a great idea.
Well, seriously, because a lot of people, you know, they have friends coming in and things like this, and they bring their family there or something like, you know, something that looks like that.
Okay, so we have, who are, the sponsors are?
Absolutely. Our sponsors are, we have REU, we have Visit Reading, the Sheraton, Black Bear Diner. Other contributing partners, we have Marriott International, C.R. Gibbs, always helping out from the hearth, and Sailing Boat.
That's fabulous. Great. All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate you, and congratulations on your new job at running the ship.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, David. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we've got like a half an hour to discuss the election, and then at 8 o'clock, Shasta Regional will join us. And, yes, I do have some statistics that I have pulled up. And today, of course, is the Marine Corps birthday, 245 years. If you come down and just say happy birthday to me, you're going to share a toast with me with a bottle of liquid that a naval personnel brought to us to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. And tomorrow, from 7 to 9, we will be at Crown Motors on our annual salute to the veterans. So I'm inviting all veterans to come down and get on the show, and let's talk about being in the service and why Veterans Day is so important. We'll be right back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yes, another Marine Corps hymn with the pipes and drums. Sounds like the
that was
tattoo,
live.
Royal tattoo there. Yes.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, you know what we should have done? We should have the pipers come in today.
Didn't think about it till right then.
Wow.
When you mentioned it. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, a veteran-owned business. It's probably one of the largest, if not the largest, privately owned firearms instruction companies in California, teaching in over 46 different places. Ted Leidy started this about, 12 years ago. And you're not going to find any better instruction on concealed carry, advanced pistol classes, defensive pistol, defensive your home, shotgun, rifle. They're all covered under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, now, just to stir it a little bit more.
You know, definitely, do you know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and family, and all of the above, what it is to, you know, I just want to sometimes have peace in my life. And I'm married to a man who likes to kick the hornet's nest. Just does.
Well, here it is. This is the reason I'm doing it, is the media has called, you know, the winner of the presidential election. Well, the media doesn't call crap. I'm sorry. But it doesn't. You know, it's a presidential election. They have to count all the ballots, and all the ballots have not been counted yet. And now and there are lawsuits going. Now, if you just remember back to the year 2000, Al Gore was a president-elect for 30 days until they went back and they said, no, this was wrong. This was illegal. And George Bush rightfully took his place as president of the United States. So to have the media, who has been at a constant, you know, attack at Trump for 4 years, have them picking it is like me picking who's the most beautiful woman in the room. You know, it's always going to be you because, well, first of all, you are, and it's because I believe that. So see, that's the same thing. It's not right. It should be after they make sure that all of these ballots that are legally cast are counted.
But wouldn't they say the argument for them for that, Carl, would be that the battleground states, or what he needs for electoral votes, or call it, what do you call it?
The electoral college,
electoral college votes. Those.
Yeah, they've got him at 290 and Donald Trump at 214. Okay, now. But well, Nevada is under a. They've gave him Nevada, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, and Michigan. All of which are under contest right now with they, you know, on their voting practices and how close it is. Georgia still hasn't declared a winner, and neither has North Carolina. And Alaska is going to go to Trump.
Well,
just because that's, you know, it's so far ahead, but they haven't finished counting the votes yet. But my bottom line is this: the media means nothing, and for people to say, "Well, we're going to let the media call this," no. No. The media called it before, and they were wrong. The media has been wrong about all their polls for the last 8 years, for the last 6 years, you know, saying that Trump was going to lose in a landslide, it was going to be a bloodbath and all this, and then Trump won. They were totally wrong, and they said, well, gosh, you know, we were totally wrong, we're going to fix this. Then they were totally wrong, with a couple exceptions, in this election, but they kept saying that Biden's ahead by 12 points. There's just no chance. Oh, no, Biden's ahead in nationwide by 11 points. I mean, it was all bull.
A neighbor across the street came by and over the weekend and said with a long face, you know, they made the call. And I go, who made the call?
Me.
She said the AP. I went.
The AP.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so the other thing that I will say that my observation is there is nothing really, okay, maybe 10% of what you're seeing in the coverage of anything is, you know, Trump is fighting and Trump is fired and Trump is whatever. But everything is moving forward as if Biden is the president right now. Biden in his task force.
Everything so was Gore. So was Gore. Gore was doing the same thing. Until they come out and they say that the votes were counted correctly. And you know what? And if here's my caveat on this. If they find that there wasn't collusion, that there wasn't widespread corruption, then I'll just, okay, all right. They've looked into it. And it was some, but not as widespread as people thought. And, okay, so Joe Biden wins. But the AP is not calling it for me. It's got to be the Electoral Commission. It's got to be – it could be the Supreme Court tells us like it did last time with in 2000 with Gore that here's the winner. So, and if it's that, you know what? I'll trust that. I'll trust the Supreme Court. But trusting local officials, and for the most part, if they were all like Kathy Darlin Allen and our people up here in Shasta County, I wouldn't have a question because they're doing it the correct way. They're being fair. I have no problem with that. But when you hear about things like ballots, you know, thousands of ballots being shifted from one side to the other, because of a clerical error. It was just a clerical error. Well, how about the clerical errors that maybe weren't found? And you're only talking about in Georgia right now, in Pennsylvania, the difference was like 100,000 votes. Not even that. So, no, it's 40,000. 38,000 in Pennsylvania. In Nevada, the difference was about 20,000. Arizona, about 12,000. I mean, you start thinking about that of 2 million votes. That somebody needs to make sure it's just done straight so that the 71 million people who voted for Trump won't feel like, you know, they finally did it. They couldn't take it away from them in the polling booth, so they cheated. Now, I'm not saying everybody on the Trump side feels like that, but as I've had friends that are very much that were for Biden saying, we've got to make sure that this thing is transparent for both sides so that Biden, if it shows that he has won and he's won following the rules, okay, that's okay, he's our president. We're going to watch him, but he's still our president.
Well, of course, in the headlines, you know, of course, I go to USA. You know, you guys all know this. I go to and USA, which Trump policies will Biden unwind first? Headline. Trump's latest election lawsuit is dead on arrival, say legal experts. President Donald Trump's campaign has sued Pennsylvania election officials over mail balloting. Legal experts say the case is baseless. Now, I know why you're looking stuff up over there, Carl, or you're on the chat pack. I just want to say that I'm going to talk about a little bit of a personal feeling and an issue that I have right now. I've got good friends that I have held close into my heart, and I always will. And I, you know, we can agree to disagree. We don't try to talk politics because you're – people are going to vote and have voted and feel what they feel. But I really have an issue with snarky, nasty posts that are just degrading. And I feel like, you know, people are supposedly trying to be on a spiritual path. That you just don't want to, you know, we talk about, well, that person has a mother and a father and a son and a daughter and a family member. They're family people. And we have made America and much of the media, I'm saying not we, but have made Trump out to be like a devil, like you know, like a hateful, spiteful. I mean, I know his behavior sometimes is enough to make me go crazy, but it's just, you know, I'm embarrassed about that. I'm embarrassed, not that I've done that, but I'm embarrassed for other people who have knee-jerked and posted things that I just think, wow, I can't, you know, I've always thought you were such a lady. And we had this conversation last night, Carl.
It does. But you know what? There's been so much, you know what, but here, and I have it, I tell you, yesterday I snoozed like three people on Facebook.
Did you?
I just snoozed them. I didn't cut away, but until I want to give them and myself 30 days of relative sanity where I don't read it and go, what a jerk. So this is going to pass. You know, right now people are, their adrenaline is still pumping and all that. Yeah, I can imagine if Trump had won, there'd been all types of memes and all those things too. So you just kind of like just take a step back and take a deep breath and let it go, because it's still the same people that you love, and they love you, and they turn to you when they, you know, if they, you know, like girls do, and guys get along. Of course, I don't. The guys I hang around with, I don't know one of them who voted for Biden. Not one. Not one of the guys that I... No, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Because I do know friends of ours that have.
Yes,
I do know friends of ours that have. But, you know, I haven't seen anything from them saying, in your face, or anything like that. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And 8 o'clock, we're going to have Shasta Regional join us with the latest on what's happening there. But this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen next. Murder hornets, what? an asteroid that's going to come so close to the Earth that at 8 o'clock, at 8:01 next month on a Tuesday, we're all going to have to lean right. And the whole Earth has to lean right to kind of move the Earth just a little bit so the comet misses us. No, I'm just kidding. When all these things are going on, you don't have control of it, but you can have control over how you've gotten ready for it. And that's where Maxwell Insurance and Financial comes in. Give Judy a call. You know, if you're, you know, fire, pestilence, flood, any of these things, Judy can help you with. For people that lost their insurance during the fires, Judy has found insurance for those people, insurance for your business, for your cars, life insurance, and, of course, health insurance. All of this under Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Happy birthday, Marine.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning. It is 7:51 in the morning, 33 degrees out there.
And what is the birthday? How many years is it?
245 years of romping,
wow.
Stomping, hard charging, death defying.
Began on this day.
245 years ago, we were founded in a place called Tun Tavern. That's right. The Marine Corps was funded in a bar. Let's go to the phones.
The jack on the table today.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday and Semper Fi.
Sir, Commander Gibson, thank you so much, sir. And thank you for the birthday wishes. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Just sort of bored, and as is everybody, and everything else is good. But we did want to wish you a happy birthday. I miss going to the birthday ball. It was always a highlight, get dressed up and be with a lot of fine people.
Well, it was. It's for sure that we had to cancel it, of course, because there's no place to have it. And yeah, we're going to miss it, but next year we're going to come on even bigger and stronger. And
well,
you can be there with us for that, sir.
The Marines have exemplified the patriotism and the meaning of this country for a long time, and are to be appreciated. You have a good birthday, and I hope all the Marines do.
Thank you, sir, so much. And have a great day today, and tomorrow, of course, Veterans Day, where we celebrate.
All right,
you.
Yes, we'll do that.
All right, sir.
And you take care. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Doug, good morning.
Yes, sir.
You're on, Doug.
Okay. Now?
Now.
You're live.
Okay.
On the air.
Nope, too late. Right. You waited too long. Okay. No, what? You're on, Doug. What's up?
Hey, Carl. Just calling in to wish an official U.S. Army to you, the United States Marine Corps, birthday today. I sent you a note earlier, but I wanted to thank you for you and Linda for all you do for the community in true Marine fashion. And I'm just grateful that you're here, and I wanted to salute your Marine years of Marine service.
Well, thank you so much. And if you get out of your warm little bed this morning, come on down. You can have you can celebrate with a small shot of cheer, you might say, if you come by today.
What hour might that be? Wouldn't be before noon, not a Marine.
It'll be before the show's over if you get down here. And tomorrow, of course, we're having Veterans Day at Crown Motors and Salute to Veterans, and I'd like to invite you down to come on the show between 7 and 9.
I can do that tomorrow. What time? 7?
Between 7 to 9. I don't care. You just roll
in
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be there. And, again, thank you and Linda both for what you provide.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy birthday.
Okay. That was 801st. Air Mobile. Okay. What else is going on? What did you see? You know, I would like to talk about the tomorrow. And tomorrow we will be down at Crown Motors for the Salute to the Veterans Annual. We've been down there, gosh, six years now. And Steve and the gang down there, you know, hold up a, give us a spot out there, and we'll donate some of our proceeds to, of course, a homeless veterans group here in town. But tomorrow, Veterans Day, think about what that means. It's honoring all those men and women from the inception of our military to right now that are putting their lives on the line, that have fought for our freedoms. And here we are in such a tumultuous times, and talking about, you know, I don't this, I don't that, and it's so funny to see the country, it's divided like this. But if you go to a military organization, and you look at a military organization, it's made up of all races, all genders, all religions, everything. And they pull together as a team because they've learned to fight as a team, because you rely on each other as a team. And I can't help but think that it would do our country. Maybe we all need to go to boot camp for a couple of weeks here and learn to rely on each other and learn to train with each other and learn to accept the other's mistakes or the other one's beliefs, but it doesn't make any difference because you're still going for the same mission. And you learn to love that other person. You learn to think of them as your brother or your sister, because you are in the cauldron of fire, and you will never be closer than you are with people that you have served with in combat or just in the service. So it would be great if we could just have a 2-week boot camp for America, where we have to work together to achieve a mission. And if we can't do it throughout the United States, then we should be able to make it a microcosm of America in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, where we go out there and say, okay, for the next 2 weeks, no Republicans, no Democrats, no genders, whatever your gender is, nothing. No colors, no religions, nothing. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to put you through your paces, and you're going to learn how to achieve this mission. You are going to build a bridge across this stream. And
I understand.
It makes everybody's treated the same. Everybody, Nancy Pelosi is carrying the biggest log she can carry.
Carl, it's utopia.
It may be.
So, but I'm just like, even with our good friends that say no politics, what happens? What happens?
That say no politics?
Yeah, we say we're not going to talk politics.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I don't, maybe you missed what I was talking about.
No, I didn't at all.
The fact that the country's divided.
Yeah.
We can't even get the microcosm to work together. And as long as they can't work together, this is going to keep America one side or the other, and we can't continue to do that. We can't continue to be in warring camps. Now, people say, well, you know, it's been like that since the inception of this country. You look at the southern, you know, the southern part. You look at the western part. You look at the southwest. You look at the northeast. You look at the midwest. These are all different groups of people, And it's always going to be like that. But it shouldn't be to the point where we can't see the value of working together to make this country stronger and better. That's my point. And you can't do that if people are allowed to have their shiftless civilian ways up there, if I can say that, up there in the leadership positions, not thinking of what's best for the country. No, it's what's best for me, and it's what's best for my group. They don't talk to each other. They don't have to, because we keep reelecting them, is just my thought for today. After we come back, we're going to have, I see Shasta Regional stacking out there to make an explosive entry into the studio. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that are happening there. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Senate panel hears today from Andrew McCabe, the former number two at the FBI, to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about Operation Crossfire Hurricane, the discredited Russia collusion probe aimed at bringing down President Trump. The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in key swing states, looking to make sure that voter fraud hasn't tainted the presidential election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president is 100% within his rights to take such action. McConnell notes that media projections are not the final official word on the election's outcome.
The Constitution gives no role in this process to wealthy media corporations. The projections and commentary of the press do not get veto power over the legal rights of any citizen, including the president of the United States.
Attorney General Barr giving federal prosecutors around the country the go-ahead to pursue any substantial allegations of voter fraud. The government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine could be available by year's end. The vaccine has shown great promise in trials. This is a number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in the U.S. tops 10 million.
New daily confirmed cases of the coronavirus are up more than 60% over the past 2 weeks. Deaths are up 18%. Infections are rising in nearly every state.
Correspondent Jennifer King. Arguments before the Supreme Court today on Obamacare. President Trump and other Republicans trying to have what's left of the Affordable Care Act tossed out. A group of Democrat-controlled states led by California fighting to keep the 10-year-old law on the books. Checking Wall Street now, the Dow trading 76 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 219 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A dozen planes filled with Russian peacekeepers have arrived in Nagorno-Karabakh hours after Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to halt fighting over the separatist region, and there are signs that this ceasefire will hold while others have not.
I think this has to be read as a victory for Azerbaijan and as a defeat for Armenia. And it's not just the end of the last 6 weeks of fighting, the latest flare-up. It effectively changes the status of this disputed region after more than 28 years, because for the past 28 years, Armenian forces have been in control on the ground with ethnic Armenian separatists. That phase is now over, and as many here are saying, it's the beginning of a new day, the beginning of a new chapter.
The BBC's Orla Guerin. The Kremlin says Russian President Putin not about to send congratulations to the winner of the U.S. presidential election until the winner has been determined. News and analysis at townhall.com. The top cop in one Arkansas community has resigned after threatening politically motivated messages online.
The resignation of Police Chief Lang Holland is effective immediately. Marshal Mayor Kevin Elliott says the city, in his words, strongly condemns Holland's posts and doesn't support or condone bullying or threats of violence to anyone of any political persuasion. Holland was one of several police chiefs and sheriffs in Arkansas who said they would not support Governor Asa Hutchinson's statewide face mask requirement aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus. I'm Mike Hempen.
Tropical Storm Eta still out there. It's now loitering off of western Cuba. Forecasters are keeping an eye on the storm. At this point, they say it's unclear as to where it might strike land once again. More details at srnnews.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. It is 8:05 in the morning here, the 10th of November, the Marine Corps birthday. What can I say?
245.
Yeah, 245 years. You know, I don't feel older than 110. You know what? I'm hanging in there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and the Bot, Ashley at the helm there.
Producer.
Extraordinaire. Good morning.
Good here morning. We go. Let's hear that. Yeah.
And then, of course, Linda here is with the...
Well, good morning. Weather. You can turn that up a little bit because we are listening to the Marine Corps hymn.
Yeah, Marine Corps hymn.
You want it?
We were.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was.
All right, there we go.
All right, and every time we hear the Marine Corps hymn, I don't care where it is, Carl's one of those guys. He will stand up and he will be at attention. I don't care if it's at the rodeo or whatever it is, he'll stop. And I think that's so very cool. And there's definitely a camaraderie that happens with people that serve our country, especially in the Marine Corps. That's a band of brotherhood there.
Well, I think all the services are a band of brothers. When you go to sleep at night at boot camp and he tells you to get in the rack and everybody's at attention laying there in the rack and you sing the Marine Corps hymn, and then he said at the end of it, he goes, recover. And that means you can get underneath the blankets.
Oh, okay. You can recover.
And then you can hear some people crying and all this. But,
Well, that's so cool. Good morning, everybody. And I want to give you an update on the weather. It's currently 36 degrees. I think we had a freeze warning this morning, but our overnights tonight will be 32. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, calls for a high of 59 and an overnight low of 34. Thursday looks like, according to the National Weather Service, about 60% chance of showers happening on Thursday with a high of 57 and an overnight low of 38. Again, the forecast is that there's likely showers on Friday as well as a Saturday with a chance of showers mainly before 10 a.m. with our high of 58. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we're very, very proud and pleased to have our Shasta Regional medical group, our star doctor with us today. We're going to be talking about chest cracking and how to be able to, he's a thoracic surgeon, and that's Dr. Kent Brussell. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Casey, K, Casey Thatcher. This is our CEO of Shasta Regional. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning to you guys, and happy birthday to the Marines out there.
Well, thank you very much. I hope that, you know, I know that you guys are on duty, so you probably won't raise a toast, but I'll tell you what, I'll have one for you
before you leave.
Okay.
Well, we are definitely happy to have Dr. Brissett with us here today.
So, well, you know,
we have a lot to talk about.
Dr. Brissett is a thoracic surgeon, or as we called him in the military, a chest cracker.
Do you take offense to that, or do you think that just kind of goes with the territory?
I've been called a variety of things. That's probably one of the nicer things I've been called.
Hey, look, if you've got a thoracic surgeon around in the MASH units up there, everybody's very, very happy to have that. You know, he walks around with a group of Marines, you know, surrounding him to make sure he's safe. The only danger is if he trips, everybody's going to jump on him to make sure that nothing's going to hurt him. So, Casey, tell us what are some of the things that are going on, because you've got some new things that are happening that
well,
are just
so
spectacular.
One of the reasons why Dr. Brissett is here is he's basically performing on the Da Vinci robot, basically thoracic surgery for us. And so with the augment of having our new CT scanner here, and we're launching a new program that Dr. Brissett is going to be key in helping us get this program started and off the ground, and that's going to be the early recognition of lung cancer. Lung cancer is one of those diseases that, you know, if you become symptomatic, it's one of the things you want to catch first, or, you know, and make sure that you diagnose it first through screening before you become symptomatic, because the probability of survival is much higher. And then I have to defer to Dr. Brissett for all the math. One of the things that qualifies you to participate in this program is what we call, if you're a 30-pack year smoker. And what that means is if you smoked a pack a day for 30 years, then you should probably be screened every year between the ages of, I've seen anywhere from 50 to 74 annually. Some CDC says 55, but regardless, we used to do that with just performing a regular chest x-ray, and that's certainly not as diagnostic as a low dose radiation CT scan, which is much safer and much more diagnostic. So we pick up a lot more, and we pick it up a lot earlier. So,
and Dr. Brissett, you do have something that you'd like to share with our listeners. It's the first time since that's happening here in Reading. We have to take a break?
Well, let's just take an early break, because this, I think we're going to expand out a little bit on this. So let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sharon Clark and Reading Home Helpers. Needing some extra help at home, whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, a couple of days a week, or 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that's Sharon Clark. She has the most amazing caregivers in Northern California, and nobody that works for her she would not have in her own home taking care of her loved ones. And I should tell you something. For more information, give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. People like to stay where they're most comfortable. They get better quicker. There's no place like home. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:11 in the morning, 34 degrees out there.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're doing heart music as our bump music, and for a good reason. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it is, of course, 8:16 in the morning here on November 10th, Marine Corps birthday. 36 degrees out there, going up to a whopping 59 today. I'm here with Linda Bach.
Well, good morning, everybody, and, of course, it's the 10th. This is a Marine Corps birthday. We did do a shout-out to one of our sponsors, which is Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Thank you for supporting us since day one with your sponsoring of the Free Fire Radio program. We're here with Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're going to be getting into a conversation. But before we go to the phones, and Rayola, good morning. You're live on the air.
Well, good morning. I want to wish our mighty Marine a very happy birthday and his lovely lady. And I want to thank you for making my day the day of the election. You were very sweet.
You very much deserved every accolade we could give to you.
You have been a major part
of Shasta College for years and have moved it forward in so many different ways. And you're a good person. So you earned every word that we said.
Well, happy birthday again.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. Yeah, you want to come by and have a shot?
I'm pretty high strung.
Okay. All right. I know Trudy and Tori will probably beat me up over that one. Okay. Hey.
Thanks, Kayla.
Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kent Broussette, who is the new thoracic surgeon. I should say new.
Well, no, he's been here for a while.
He's been here for a while, I shouldn't say, but he's new to the show. I think this is the first time.
And operating with the Da Vinci machine, which you have done recently, on one of these procedures that you can only get in the past, it's only been done between either somebody had to go to Oregon or they had to go to Sacramento, but you've actually performed recently with one of your procedures with the Da Vinci machine.
That's correct.
So what is this new procedure that's going to have a huge impact, or can have a huge impact, on people that have the early stages of lung cancer?
Well, the surgical treatment of lung cancer has been around for a number of years, more than 50, I would imagine. And when I trained 25 years ago, it was a standard approach for treating certain patients with early-stage lung cancer. Unfortunately, the majority of patients historically have been diagnosed with stage 3 or 4 lung cancer, which precludes them from a cure for the most part. The Casey's use of the low-dose CT scanner is going to change all that, as we can hopefully detect some early-stage lung cancer, which makes it a much better, much more amenable to treatment. The usual approach for a surgical treatment of lung cancer involves resecting the portion of the lung involved. The lung is divided into segments called lobes, and in the usual approach is to take out the lobe of the lung where the lung cancer resides. In the past, there have been two major options: an open approach where you do what's called a thoracotomy, where you basically do a incision to split the ribs and spread the ribs apart, and then take out the lobe of the lung where the cancer resides. And typically, that procedure takes an hour and a half to 2 hours, but the downside of that operation is the length of stay in the hospital. The length of stay nationwide is typically about 7 days after that procedure. Also, there's a number of perioperative risks that are often associated with that operation, as far as wound infection, heart rhythm abnormalities, infection, pneumonia. The pain is significant, even though we have a variety of ways to mitigate the severity of the pain. It still is a significant problem for most patients. Approximately 20 years ago, with the development of minimally invasive surgery, the thoracoscopic approach to lung cancer resection became widespread. And I've done that a number of times, trained with some people up in Seattle around 2005 or 6, who were doing that procedure a lot. And it's been effective, but the instruments we use don't have any hinge points, and so it's like trying to operate with chopsticks through small incisions. It's not very satisfying. The results are sometimes suboptimal. And a major portion of doing a lung resection for cancer is take out all the lymph nodes that are in the areas adjacent to the lung. And it's pretty hard. I have a hard time eating with chopsticks, let alone taking out lymph nodes with chopsticks.
Wow.
Great analogy. Yeah.
So in the last 10 or 15 years, people realized the shortcomings of the thoracoscopic approach and moved to a robotic approach. Da Vinci has been the main leader in developing robotic surgical approaches. They've had 4 generations of robots that have been used in that capacity. Mr. Fatch went out and bought the latest and greatest one, which helps us do thoracic robotic surgery. In the past, with the second or third generation robot, there were limitations in the technology, which really limited what thoracic surgeons could do with a robot. But with the new technology Da Vinci has developed, it makes the robotic lobectomy much more attractive. The operation takes a little bit longer initially, but as time goes by, the time becomes equivalent. The length of stay goes from about 7 days to 3 or 4 days.
Well, this is a lot less intrusive when you're using this, the Da Vinci. And you've got a 3D, three-dimensional look inside and very precise instruments you're working with. Is that right?
The optics are amazing. With video-assisted surgery, thoracoscopic surgery, the cameras are okay, but with the robotic optics are a huge improvement over video-assisted surgery. There's some magnification that we don't have with video-assisted surgery, and plus a lot more ability to control the camera. The robot has 4 arms that are used throughout the course of the operation. One arm operates the camera, and the surgeon's able to control that with his feet. So you're sitting at a console, your hands and your feet are working simultaneously, where your feet control the camera, the movements of the camera, your hands control the instruments. So your feet are controlling one arm of the robot, and your hands are controlling the other 3 arms.
Okay. And you have much less surgeon fatigue, too, right? You're not standing over the patient. It's much more comfortable position for you to be operating in. Is that correct?
It is surprising how much easier it is to operate sitting down as far as a fatigue aspect.
Instead of leaning over somebody for several hours. So what I think I'm hearing here is that you can discover the infection earlier. Or that once you have to get in there and start removing lymph nodes and maybe lobes of somebody's lung, using the Da Vinci robotic system, it's much more precise. It's less intrusive. Your stay in the hospital is a lot less than it was. All of these are a result of this.
How about recovery time? Have you noticed a difference in the recovery time of your patients with this technology?
Well, to date, I've done three over the course of the last month and a half. The first patient was in the hospital 3 or 4 days. She did great. The next two were in the hospital 2 days. One gentleman was 78, sells metal buildings. I saw him back in the office 2 weeks after surgery. He's wanted to go back to work selling metal buildings.
I guess the answer
which
is yes.
Which is very uncommon after open thoracic surgery. Most of the patients who have an open procedure are sore for anything from 4 to 6 weeks. They're not ready for normal activity for approximately 2 months.
Now, this is after removing a lobe?
That's correct.
You remove the lobe and the lymph nodes?
Correct.
And 2 days later, they're leaving the hospital.
Yeah, it's impressive technology.
You may have mentioned this before, but just once again for our listeners, if you were without the Da Vinci machine and you were on your feet and performing the surgery, the time for that kind of procedure would be around?
Approximately an hour and a half to 2 hours.
And then when you are doing it with the robot, with both your feet and your hands, the period of time would be?
Probably around about 3 hours now, but that should get down to an hour and a half to 2 hours over time. I've seen surgeons who have a lot of experience perform the operation in an hour.
Okay, so I went online to look you up, and I cannot believe the procedures you've performed. It just goes on and on about, you know, your specialties and all the things that, you know, head and neck surgery, a lobectomy, wound therapy. Let's talk.
There's more than we could have time to talk about.
Yeah, we wouldn't have time to talk about it. But I just, you know, to bring someone like Dr. Brissette to Sacramento. To Reading, and to know that you went to Loma Linda School of Medicine, Waterbury Hospital. I love to know about the history and what brings you to Reading. With all your expertise, we're so happy to have you here.
And you've been in Reading for a while. He's one of our best-kept secrets. So,
yeah.
Well, what brought Not you, now.
What brought you to Reading?
Out of the bag.
Well, I came to Reading in 2001, because of the Shasta Regional's experience with surgery they were doing at that point in time. So,
that's what got you here, huh?
Yeah.
What kept you here?
Reading's a great place. I think Reading provides a lot of opportunities. It's been great for me. Certainly the support through all that's happened over the course of the last 20 years has been outstanding.
Well, that's a good reason.
I like
it. You like Reading?
Oh, I love Reading.
It's too bad because we all know that we need to import more doctors or attract more doctors. They should just come in and talk to Dr. Brissette here and just say, yeah, you know what? This is great. You know, schools are good, you know, everything. And unfortunately, it's difficult to do that.
We're having a little more success.
A little more success now.
Well, you know, because people are trying to get out of the big cities because of COVID.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And they, you know, first of all, they're finding they can work from home in some of the other professions.
Mm-hmm.
But then some of the physicians and the professional staff are trying to get into a rural community like this because there's obviously a lot less likelihood of being exposed to COVID and having to treat it. So they can actually get back to what they trained to do instead of treating COVID. So
does the new COVID vaccine, they're saying it's 90% effective, but do we have any idea when they can roll it out?
They're saying the end of the year. That's what I hear.
Well, so,
I think we all have the same information on that.
And I said, I don't want to stir things up on Facebook yesterday. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that, but I said, it's funny they made that announcement today. Why couldn't they have made it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I guess, you know. Not to stir it up, but I'm just wondering. Maybe it was just that. Maybe it wasn't. They didn't feel good enough until that day to announce it.
Well, we certainly want to make sure people get in early enough to get their lung cancer detected in stage
right.
one
well,
and
that's
two,
the
so
thing
can,
is,
we can do
so,
something about it.
So you can do that at the hospital. You
yeah.
Can, you
yeah.
Can, now, how does that – wait a minute. Let's take a break
right.
and tell me how
okay.
that works.
Great. Okay.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. It is here to help you move your dreams forward. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, they know – what makes Reading tick, and they want to continue helping people in Reading and businesses in Reading succeed. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, and two right here in Reading at 1845 California Street, right in the heart of Reading, and the other in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. You know, I keep saying the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center. Maybe at some point somebody's going to build something big in there. I'll still call it the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center because everybody knows what that is. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center, 36 degrees out there, 8:29 in the morning on the Marine Corps birthday, November 10th.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
1035 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 10th of November, the Marine Corps birthday, 245 years young, 8:33 in the morning, 36 degrees out there, and Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us a segment, veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. In fact, getting my Marine Corps birthday haircut down there today.
And you served 33 beautiful, big, fat years in the Marine Corps.
Big fat years.
Big fat years.
Big fat
traveling
year.
The world.
Of activity.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to our beautiful morning edition here, 8:33 in the morning on Free
Fire
Radio.
Big fat years in the Marine Corps. There is no such thing as big fat Marines.
Well, to me, that's like juicy. That means like, you know, when you have a big burger and you can't wait, you know. That...
Marines come in two sizes. They come in Doberman, like a Doberman. Or a Rottweiler. They're either lean and mean, or they're big and mean. Okay, there's just two kinds.
Well,
Rottweilers and Dobies.
Excuse my term for fat, because that can mean a lot of things. Like, man, that's
fat. I realized
fat.
That you were in you lived in Hong Kong a long time, and it was you yell go fat or something like that.
No, fat can be like that's really cool. All right, so. Come on, let's not be that far
not
apart.
Not as lean, not as mean, but
right.
Still a Marine. Okay, how about that one? I can wear that one on my forehead. Okay, we are here at 8:34 in the morning with Shasta Regional Medical Center with the CEO, Casey Fatch, and with the thoracic surgeon, Dr. Kent Brousset. Now, one of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center has is a way of detecting lung cancer. Early,
right, yeah. And, you know, and it's like any other kind of cancer that you're looking for. You certainly want to be screened. Colon cancer, you've had Dr. Danuk on here, and, you know, breast cancer, obviously, that's something you want to have a regular screening for with a mammogram. But this is a relatively new option to the table for lung cancer, and it's called low-dose CT. And they call it low-dose CT because it has a low exposure to radiation. Traditionally, when you went in for a physical, you would have a chest x-ray, and they would try to look for lung cancer on a chest x-ray, and generally when you pick it up on a chest x-ray, it's a little more advanced than you would otherwise see on a low-dose CT. We can pick it up pretty right out of the gate, we can catch it. And that's when you want to catch it, because your survival rates become exponentially higher than stage 3 and 4. And so that going back to that 30-pack a year concept not only means smoking a pack for 30 years, it also means smoking maybe two packs for 15 years. And so that's how they kind of do the math, and they look at it. And then the ages from 50 to 74, annual screenings. You come into our we have a nodule clinic that we have at the hospital, and I'll give the number out in a minute. But that's when you come in. You'll be screened by a medical professional that will take you through a whole line of questioning to make sure that this is something that – because we just don't want to be doing this irresponsibly. We want to make sure that we capture the appropriate population. And so this is something that you would come in and do every year to make sure that we pick this up. Because once we catch it and get you to Dr. Brousset, you're in much better shape.
Let me just ask one more question, hon. A lot of times people don't smoke. And still
right,
get
that's
lung
the question
cancer.
I okay. had. And for yeah. women, is it am I imagining things, or they say that, you know, that's a more common cancer that can happen in women as opposed to men? Lung cancer.
Besides smoking, there's a number of other exposure right. issues that come into play when it comes to lung cancer. Secondhand smoke is something that people may not think of, but I think women who have husbands who smoke may have a higher exposure to secondhand smoke, which may not be aware of, but certainly a risk factor for lung cancer. Radon exposure, you know, previous high dose of radiation for patients who may have had breast cancer and got radiation certainly increases their risk of having lung cancer because of the radiation exposure. Certain other environmental exposures, asbestos, arsenic, other things where
right.
people may not be aware that that's in the environment are certainly going to increase our risk of lung cancer.
How about depleted uranium? Kent looks at me, he goes, depleted uranium. You know what? He's screwing with me right now. No, we use depleted uranium sure. shells yeah. in the military right. to knock out tanks, and we have to be tested for that. If you're around it a lot, they test you there for cancer.
Well, you know, firefighters are at risk. People who are exposed to multiple forest fires, I think we can all qualify for that. But, you know, those are things yeah. that expose you to, chemicals out in the elements, and so...
isn't a lot of times that cancer is something that it's also is it's a family. Is it a, if you've had people in your family that have had cancer, lung cancer, should you be kind of be more aware of that and be tested for that, or is that not?
No question. There are some genetic issues that kind of predispose patients to have lung cancer. There's some molecular testing that's being done to basically identify certain molecular mutations that may increase the risk of lung cancer.
Okay, so we've got genetics, we've got smoking, we've got secondhand smoke, we've got forest fires. We have, you've working, you know, the, you keep seeing these things about asbestos, and yet asbestos is prevalent everywhere.
Right.
How about, well?
Well, you know, but the reality is that, you know, just get into the clinic and be seen and let Dr. Brissett make the determination of whether you should have the CT scan or not. And so that's kind of the message here is let's, you know, again, to... You know, also one of the other qualifications is it, maybe you were a 30-pack year smoker, but then you quit within the last 15 years. You also qualify. You should be getting
screened. Yeah, because your lungs never totally clear up. We used to think that they did, but then, no, they don't. Here's a question. Here's a specific question. Wonder if I can get the procedure. I have squamous carcinoma in my upper right lung. I don't know if I pronounced that right. S-Q-U-A-M-O-U-S, squamous.
Very close.
Squamous carcinomas in my upper right lung. Should somebody be tested then?
Well, usually if you have a diagnosis of squamous cell carcinoma, then that means you've already had a biopsy because to make a diagnosis requires tissue. Okay. And in order to get tissue, somebody has to put a needle in it or take out a piece of it, send it to a pathologist who then analyzes it and comes up with a diagnosis of squamous cell. So the usual approach, and I have patients in my office every week who go through the same approach. Usually it's an abnormal CAT scan or an X-ray shows up with a lung mass. The patients are seen where the history is taken and risk factors are identified. And once the mass is identified, we need to get a piece of the mass to make a diagnosis. Once you have a diagnosis of squamous cell or another type of non-small cell lung cancer, which there are many, The next approach is to do what's called a staging procedure, where you actually identify what stage of lung cancer this rapture represents. There's four stages of lung cancer. The information used to stage the patient includes the size of the tumor, the presence of lymph nodes, and the presence of spread. Once that information is obtained, as usually that's obtained by what's called a PET scan, which is a nuclear medicine study, which basically analyzes metabolic rates of lung tissue. And if there's evidence of if there's evidence of metastatic disease, a PET scan is very helpful in sorting that out. For patients who have metastatic disease, that's by definition stage 4 lung cancer. Long-term survival is close to zero. But as far as that, once that staging process is performed, then we can identify the stage of the patient.
I think I read this a little bit wrong. I think that is he a candidate for the procedure where you go in and operate? If he has this.
Again, it's stage specific.
Okay.
So if he has an
early
stage lung cancer with no metastatic disease, then he certainly would be a candidate for a robotic lobectomy.
So guest, if you have this, it would probably do you a lot of good to go down there and at least check with Shasta Regional. Because if this is, if it's in, depending on the stages, like Dr. Brissett said, he could be a candidate then for this. So,
there you go.
Yeah. You know what? Wouldn't it be great if you heard this on the show and this is something we could do? That would just, you know, that's worth the whole 10 years.
Make the connection.
Yeah. We're with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional. We've talked about the new ways of testing for lung cancer that we have at Shasta Regional that can catch it at a much earlier stage. And as much as I know about lung cancer from a guest we've had is the problem with lung cancer is by the time that it's showing symptoms, it's maybe too late.
Well, let me give out the number for the clinic so we can start getting people in to get this. To get this rolling, so the nodule clinic is obviously area code 530. I'm still getting used to not saying that here, moving up here. So, but that number would be 244-8269, and again, that's 244-8269. The market where I came from used to have to dial the area code when you were inside the area code to make a phone call. And so I kept doing that when I was up here, and I thought the phones were broken.
That number is connected.
That number is connected to our nodule clinic. You'll get an appointment to come in for screening. That screening will be done. Dr. Brissett will look at the form that's filled out and then make a determination on the course of treatment and access to diagnostic imaging and
244-8629. And this and if you've got genetic.
Okay, hold on. That was 244-8269, Mr. Dyslexic.
Well, no, so, just, that's what our production
I have it. That
really?
That was my bad.
Uh-oh.
That was
the producer. Whoa, there we go. Okay. All right. I take that back, sir. Happy
she gets
birthday.
One mistake a year. All right. That was it. You know what? You almost made it through the whole year, too.
Almost. So close.
But the bottom line on this is if you've got a genetic or you've been up 30 packs.
Yeah, the 30-pack your smoker thing is something there was a big research study on that with about 50,000 patients that really demonstrated the benefit for having the low-dose CT scan. It came out probably 2013-14. And something that we're getting this program up and running now because we have the technology. And then we also have the ability to treat with Dr. Brissett, working on the Da Vinci for us. We've got a real nice continuum here where we can get this addressed.
Well, we are going to take an early break. When we come back, I have something to say, too. But my grandmother passed away from lung cancer back in the 60s. My grandfather was a smoker. He was a coal miner. Everybody in his family smoked. She did not. But she also worked in the shipyards during World War II. Oh. So there you go. So
she just had. Yeah,
it was
a
long and
arduous
battle. So we're very fortunate that in time we found these quicker methods and be able to early detection. And on that note, let's take a break. I have more to pour out when we come back here after the messages that our wonderful sponsors bring to us here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Carla Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
That's not the breath you take, but the moments that take your breath away.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official administration for community living policy.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, this is Carla Linda Bott on this Tuesday morning. It is the Marine Corps birthday. You're wondering why usually Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yes, I am on assignment. But my assignment today is to be next to my man who is celebrating the Marine Corps birthday, the 245th. And we don't have a Marine Corps ball for the first time ever because of COVID. So that's been canceled. And so this is it.
That was tonight. There's going to be like 400 people out there whooping it up. But next year, my friend.
So you're going to get your SS?
My SS.
SS on a shingle.
Oh, SOS.
Uh-oh.
Yes, that stuff on a shingle. And believe it or not, the best place ever for that.
It
was Millie and Kathy's.
I grew up, my dad made it. The old Navy guy made it for me. I just gag him.
By the way, I have a bottle of corned or of dried beef. So at some point today,
right.
I'm going to make SOS.
Okay.
So, but hey, any
and
Marines?
Linda will be on assignment when
any Marines or veterans today? Somebody, Dave brought me a bottle of Jack. And if you want to come by the station till probably about noon, at which point I will be laying on the floor. Come on in, and we'll toast the Marine Corps and your service. Yeah. So, hey, we're here today with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And I want to do personally now. I want to thank you. I want to thank Shasta Regional and Casey because it's the first time I was ever in the hospital. I'm 62 years old. The first time I've ever been in the hospital besides visiting people or being born was this year. And I went in the end of March. I was in for 4 days at Shasta Regional, and I had an infection that everybody was trying to get under control. So I just have to shout out and say I'd never experienced that before. So thank you to you and the staff and all the nurses and doctors that came in and made me feel very taken care of. And it's scary. It was COVID. Yeah. Carl couldn't come in. I was in this room by myself. Thought I was leaving the planet, actually. And so I want to share with our audience how important it is in those times you never know until it comes. Thank you for providing a place of comfort for me at that time.
On the third day, they said, you can't come in and visit her. And by the fourth day, I had a hostage rescue team.
Yeah, I had to hire extra security.
I had a hostage rescue team and a helicopter that we were coming in off the roof, and we were gonna get work our way down to that floor.
Yeah, you know, let me just say
you wouldn't have liked it.
Just one thing about the visitor policy, and again, this is something that the whole nation is struggling with because these are CDC guidelines, and it's to protect not only the visitors but the patients as well and the staff. And it's really unfortunate, but we do the best we can with technology to get you access to your loved ones. So just be patient with us, please.
Yeah, it was hard, but, you know, understand, it wasn't just, I'm not alone. I mean, everybody was in the same boat and still is in the same boat.
Yeah, and there are some exceptions that we do, and we take it on a case-by-case basis, but those are generally due to legal and issues and also patients not end of life or also not being able to communicate for themselves or make decisions for themselves.
You know what? And this is tough because in some places, people that are passing,
right.
Like in New Mexico, my daughter works in the hospice, is in the hospitals, and people that are passing, they can't even have their kids in there with them. The rules are so stringent. Right. And she said, and that, you know, she is just devastated by that.
Yeah, it's not an easy time.
No, it's not.
So, but on a positive note.
Yes, and that was positive, I thought.
It was.
It is.
With gratitude.
It was, definitely. But again, you know, getting back to this real opportunity that we have to save lives here, you know, getting in and getting this screening, it's something that you certainly want to do. You want to be cognizant of it. We talked about maybe a genetic disposition or the smoking aspect of it, or just, you know, you've been exposed through work to potential carcinogenic elements, you know, chemicals, that type of stuff. You want to certainly come in and get screened.
And, of course, this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we gave that number out. We're going to put it on our let's put it on Facebook today, too, with some information about that, Ashley. Ashley is always putting informative things on our Facebook page, Free Fire Radio, which we then share out to KCNR also. We got like 5 minutes left. What are we looking at for next year, Casey?
Well, obviously, we're
not even addressing COVID, constantly bringing in new facilities, that TAVR. Talk about that just for a second.
Yeah, so, that's that aortic valve replacement that we do through a tube to where you don't have to have the thoracotomy or your chest opened to be put in. And, through a partnership that we're working with one of the cardiologists from UC Davis, and then Dr. Mazur as well. We're starting this TAVR program. We've done two. More scheduled a week from Thursday. We have clinic this week. And so we should be up and fully running with that program. It's certainly a nice option. Again, it goes back to what Dr. Prasad was saying about, quicker healing time, patients much more, shorter hospital stays. Mm-hmm. In some cases, you're out of the hospital the next day. And then obviously a significantly shorter recovery time and then just better outcomes and quality of life.
How does that work? They push a new valve up through a vein?
Yeah, it's delivered over a catheter, and it's kind of behaves like a stent. It just looks like chicken wire basically, and so this balloon blows it up and deploys the valve over your existing valve because it's calcified and. We have some. You should go to our ShastaRegionMedicalCenter.com. We have some really good graphics and how it explains how the TAVR device is delivered.
Okay. Because we have somebody in our family here at KCNR who is getting ready to have one of these down at UC.
Well, it's a very interesting. It's the company Edwards puts it out, and it's really geared towards people that are non-medical so you can understand it. So I was able to kind of get a grasp on it. Mm-hmm. And then it actually shows one being delivered through fluoroscopy. So it's pretty interesting. And that's something that you can see on our website.
You know, Dr. Prasad, who is a thoracic surgeon, if you're just tuning in, Dr. Kent Prasad, when you see all of these things, the Da Vinci robotic system, which just keeps getting better each iteration, this TAVR, this TAVR valve replacement. I mean, are we reaching that point where it's kind of like, wow, we can almost do everything?
Well, it makes one wonder what's coming in the future. We've come so far in the last 10 to 20 years as far as being able to do minimally invasive things, small incisions, result in shorter lengths of stay. Fairly hard. It's hard for me to imagine what the future may bring. There's a number of young minds that are coming up as they go through a training for medical school and residency, and I'm sure there'll be a number of innovations that continue to shift the treatment. I think with all the advances in molecular biology at the cellular level, I would imagine at some point in time there'll be changes made early on in development that alter the outcome of some of the things that we're having to deal with now, so they may never even develop.
Do we see a chance for like a mechanical heart in the future?
Well, mechanical hearts have been on the table for some time.
But I mean one that can go in there and stay in there.
Well, there's certainly other places around the country that specialize in heart failure that are using different devices to replace a heart or augment heart function.
Mm-hmm.
In Reading, that's a little bit much for us to tackle. But in other places that specialize in heart transplants and assist devices, they're continually improving devices as far as their ability to function independently and provide patients with the ability to function, live fairly independent lives despite having advanced heart failure.
Okay. I was thinking, you know, the old cyborgs almost, you know, where you get a heart that would be accepted by the body and be able to, you know, take over, you know, that runs off.
In a sci-fi movie. But
well, no, but because, well, you know, I'm thinking, no, because just from what the doctor said, we're moving in that direction.
Since it's the Marine's birthday, I'll go back to that. You know, I will tell you that there's a lot of medical advancements have come through the military. It's really interesting when you think about it. And we all remember growing up as a child watching Star Trek, right? And mm-hmm. we had the little tricorder there, yep. and the guys scan, you know, and I mean, a lot of cardiologists in their office these days that are coming out of fellowship and training have a handheld echo machine that they just basically do the echo themselves, right? Right with the patient sitting on the table. So it's, you know, it's real. And remember they had the iPad thing looking things?
When yeah.
were, you know, well, we have that now. So there's a lot of things that are by design that eventually come into the forefront. And so, you know, I'm looking for the day where they wave the tricorder over you and it repairs an aneurysm in your head and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, they've done that on the show. So, but again,
yeah, I'm waiting for the day when I can say, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
Right. Just get me out of here right now.
Technology's advancing. And, again, I think the message we really got to drive home is get screened. Don't wait. I mean, get screened. Get your colonoscopy. Get your mammo. Get your prostate. Get whatever it is. Get your, you know, your low-dose CT. Whatever it is, get screened because you don't want to be sitting on the table when you're being told it's too late. That's a bad place to be in.
Three cancers if you get screened and they catch yep. them early. Colonoscopies for colon cancer, breast cancer,
yep.
and cervical
and prostate
cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Yeah. And I mean, you can
and
be
lung
saved.
Cancer is getting better because it was dismal. I had to yeah. tell you, I've sat through a lot of lectures, and boy, you know, that was a while. You know, not too long ago was a pretty big death sentence, but now with this new technology and the screening, we catch it earlier, and you have a much higher survival.
And that's what you're looking for is a yeah. fighting chance.
Yeah. Well, we thank you, gentlemen, for
Dr.
joining Brissette, us this morning.
It's nice meeting you today.
Yes.
Thank you.
He's in his scrubs. I don't know if he's planning on using
our
cable.
He's been working today.